Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 9:30 in the evening. This is Fernando. Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. Yeah, you're surprised. It used to be a great inferno, isn't it? That's right. It's a Fernando Poniente Show now. Probably I can't use that name anymore. So, tonight's going to be an interesting guest we have tonight. We have Colette from the band Edible Red. And they're based on, I believe, New York City, New York, and I'll have her on in a minute. And as soon as I get my computer to act, to coordinate with me, and she'd be able to pick her up. In the meantime, I'm a little having technical difficulties here, but, just sit tight, and we'll pick her up in a minute here. Okay, anyway, the upcoming show in the Great Inferno on Friday, join me Friday, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time here in Wisconsin, okay? Just go to blogtalkradio.com, the Great Inferno, I messed up on that one, blogtalkradio.com, the Fernando Poniente Show, or you can call in, just go in there and call in, or you can chat with me, and, that should provide you at a calling number, and should be there right on the page. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, Great Inferno, G-R-8 Inferno, and you can find me on Facebook. You know, just type in my name, Fernando Poniente. Okay, let us, what do we got here? All right, I believe this is going to be, it's not going to be good. Okay, now let's talk about, okay, see, I can't do anything right here. I'm going to pause for like maybe 3 seconds here real quick, and I'll should be able to get on. Hold on just a second, please. If you can, if you're in a chat room, I do apologize. I won't be able to pick you up because, you know, technology nowadays is not cooperating with your host. So that's a bummer. Hold on just a second, please. Okay, I believe I am back. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. I think I should be able to pick up Colette. Hold on just a second again. Colette, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Oh, my God. What happened to me? It says I just brought up this thing, the switchboard and everything like that, and everything froze up on me.
I think,
oh,
you know what? I think that's going around on Blog Talk the last couple of days.
Maybe like a Blog Talk got a swine flu virus going on.
you know, sometimes when like new social networks get more and more people, it's just sometimes hard to keep up with
exactly.
The technological aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it grows faster than the technology that supports it. So, small price to pay for getting to have your own radio show for the whole world.
Yeah, I'm about to pull my hair. I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, running out of time, and I can't do anything. I can't even play music on it, you know. So, I learned my lesson, though. You know, next time I'm not going to have an internet, because I used, you know, multiple browser, like, you know, Internet Explorer, Mozilla, I had Safari, you know. What I'm going to do is just, you know, maybe open up a couple of those and see if that's going to work. Because it's just having a problem with Internet Explorer, you know. I'm about to dump this Internet Explorer, I'll tell you. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get tonight, okay? We're going to be talking about you and your band and the latest album that you have.
Cool.
Can you tell me to my listener, first of all, if you guys you want to hop on back into the chat room, blogtalkradio.com, the Fernando Poniente show, just join me. Or you can call me live, 347-884-8125. If you want to participate in our conversation, you might want to dial 1. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up. Again, we do have Edible Red, which is the great, great band. You know, I listen to your samples or songs on the MySpace. Oh boy, that's I really like that. I really like your solely what do you call it? You have this, you know, like R&B mix with I don't know what, but it sounds good.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Tell me more about you and your band.
Sure. Well, you know what? We've been around for a minute. We've been grinding it out for a few years now. Played every club, every situation known to man. We played at Rikers Island once. Birthday parties. We played everywhere. And a few years ago, you know, we kind of felt like it was time to, end the Edible Red chapter of our lives and maybe move on. And we did a farewell show. And at our farewell show, we got a record deal with Select Records. So it was really funny because we got signed just as we were about to break up. And
I'm just laughing because that, you know, never fails. You know, when you're trying to do something, you're done. And so here's your calling, you know. So go on.
Yeah, so we made this record, Welcome to My Bad Behavior, and, you know, we're basically a broken-up band making this record. So because of that, the record took a while, and it took a minute for it to kind of get off the ground. You know, we really had to, like, get our act together to, like, start going out and playing shows again. Mm-hmm. And we did. We ended up taking our act over to Holland. We toured Holland 3 times.
No, that's your country, Holland, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's Holland, Michigan. You know?
We didn't go to Holland, Michigan.
Okay, that is a Holland, Michigan is a tourist attraction.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what they do, all the wooden shoes, you know, all that stuff in there. But anyway. So, in Holland,
Michigan? So
yeah.
So they kind of, like, embrace the Dutch culture at Holland, Michigan?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, actually, my wife used to go there all the time with their,
really?
You know, with her
very
parents.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
So you guys are from New York, I take it, right?
We're from New York City, yes.
New York City. All right. And you guys been together since 2007? Was that the year?
Earlier than that, actually around 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been together for almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
Long time. Yeah, that's well. You know, that's
we are survivors.
Right, and I see that the you know you have who's the do you always do the you know are you the lead singer? Do you always do the song or?
Oh yeah, I'm the lead singer.
Do you have no backup singer or anything like that?
No, you know what? We never. That probably wouldn't be a bad idea, but no, we've never had a backup singer.
Yeah, that's well, it's right on because you know, I mean, you can carry all the tunes and everything. So that's you know, that's not, you know, and that's not always the case. You know what I mean? You don't really need
right.
a backup singer.
Although it's nice, like I really do love bands that can deliver really tight harmonies on stage. I think if we did do backups, Sean sometimes sings backups.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Right now it's not a very integral part of our set, but I wouldn't mind working that in more. I think it would just make us a better band if we did.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
know?
Now, I see the picture at the end of the band is like four guys and you, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you all like married and, you know, taken, have kids? I know, you know.
I'm not married.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I mean, is that something that, I mean, do you go on tour? When was the last time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We do go on tour.
Yeah, so there's nothing, because I interviewed Scott from Double Think, you know, and they all.
Yes.
You know, he you know, told me that, you know, they're all singles and they have no problems on touring and they have no,
right.
you know, I mean, no mortgage payment, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No dogs.
Well, our band has more, definitely more responsibilities than Double Think. You know, because we've been
you
around a little
do that.
Longer.
You can still fit that into your schedule, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you guys listening out there, if you have so much things on your plate, I mean, if you want to pursue something like a, you know, like career or being in a band, I mean, you can fit that in your schedule. Now, do you have a tour coming up or?
We're not touring until November, actually.
Okay. All right.
But we are working on a new album. Before we get the new album, we're putting out one more single off of the old album. We're doing a power ballad version of Outkast's Hey Ya. And,
oh, yeah, I heard that one. I think you sent me that one, and I heard that over the MySpace.
I did. And
yeah.
We're shooting, you know, we were supposed to release it as a single a while ago. And the guy that was supposed to direct the video, he ended up moving to Oregon. His wife got pregnant. And they were like, oh, no, we can't live in New York anymore. We need to go to Oregon. So that kind of, like, held up the whole production.
Why do you have to get pregnant, man? You know, I mean, not him, but the wife.
I know. And, you know, it's funny because stuff like that happens to Edward Red all the time. Like, I think we're kind of famous for things taking a long time because, like, we'll go record at a studio and then the studio will close. You know, like that. It happened to us like two or three times. Welcome to My Bad Behavior. We're at like six different studios on that record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because like one studio would close and then we'd start, then we'd be like, oh, well, let's go record with this guy. You know, his studio's at home. And then he would like go on tour, you know, for 6 months. And,
it's always good. I mean, it was.
Yeah. But. Stuff like that happens to us all the time. So, and we were touring a lot, so we never released a second single off of Welcome to My Bad Behavior. We just toured a lot off of that one single, and I felt that we should really get one more single out there before we move on to the next record. But we're going to move on to the next record soon.
Exactly. You got to, you know, just got to go for it. I mean, you just,
absolutely.
You know, if you feel a hunch, you just got to go for it. Before we go into more things, well, let me take a caller in real quick because this one's raising.
Cool.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second here. All right. There we go. 7639, go ahead. You're with the Fernando Show. And we have Colette from Edible Red.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Go on. Go on, caller, 7639.
What's going on? Hey,
what's going on, caller?
My phone wasn't working. I thought I wasn't online with you guys.
Yes, you are now.
I don't
know
if you guys can hear the background or not. But, yeah, so I just called in. I didn't hear. How long have you been in music?
Well, I've actually been in music all my life. I started singing professionally when I was 16. So pretty much since I was a teenager, so a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. How do your parents feel about that?
They're extremely supportive.
I
was very lucky in that respect that they never pressured me to go to college or get a real job. You know, like maybe once my mom was like, you know, do you ever get tired of like, you know, trying to do this? And I'm like, it's not really trying. You know, this is just what I do. So whatever level that we do it at, then that's what we do it at, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've always been totally supportive.
Right. Colin, do you have any reason why you called in and talked to Colette? Any reason, particular reason why you called in?
Well, I like listening to your show, so I figured I'd call in.
Okay.
Speaking of that, like, you know, I have a home-based business, and it's not where my husband and I want it right now, but but it, you know, you gotta just keep on trying, you know, because the job, it can be there one day and the next it can be gone. So you definitely need a backup plan. So that's good that you're like, you know, people like music and, you know, and so that's good that your parents didn't like really pressure you. They, you know, they let you do what you want to do, like if you want to pursue singing. That's kind of what we want to do with our kids too, is that, you know, they want them to have, a business like we have, but then they can do what they love to do, not because of money, but because they love to do it.
Definitely.
Okay, right. Well, thanks for calling in, 7639. If you guys out there, just call 347-884-8125. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go back to the business here. Now, I know that you said your first single, CD would be Welcome to My Bad Behavior, correct?
To My Bad Behavior, yeah.
Okay, that was released in late May 2007. Yeah, you guys are up for a new one.
Oh, yeah, it's time.
Did you guys have a regular gig that you play into, like, you're locally or anything like that?
There are clubs that we do go back to frequently. Like, we play at the Highline Ballroom in New York City. That's one of our favorites. And we have some regular spots in Holland that we play. But, no, it's been a lot of, like, just random touring.
Yeah, that's just random touring. No, listeners can find that in your MySpace page, correct? All those tour date or gig time, you know, playing times and stuff like that. So you can go to myspace.com, Edible Red. So the word edible and the color red, Edible Red. And lead singer of Colette McLafferty, is that correct?
Yeah,
saying that right?
You said it right. Good job.
All right. Okay, let's take another caller here. We are, we're getting, okay. 2336. Hold on just a second here. Let me pick her up or him or whoever. Hold on a second.
You got it.
Yeah, there you go. Caller 2336. You're in the Fernando Poniente. I can't even say my last name. The Fernando Poniente show. We have Colette from Edible Red. Go on in.
Hey. I'm just listening to the show. I'm just a first-time caller, and I decided to call in.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Hello.
First-time caller.
Yeah.
Welcome. Have you heard of Edible Red, the band?
Nope.
Edible Red?
No, I have not.
Where
are they from?
We
What's
are
that?
From New York City.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Okay, Wisconsin.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. I think I know who you are.
Yeah, I think you do.
What are you doing in my closet?
what kind of music do you guys play?
We're a rock band with cello.
Cello? Are you guys coming to Wisconsin anytime soon?
Man, I would love to. Probably not soon, but we'll probably hit up Wisconsin when we release our next record. So probably like in a year or so. We will
you
go
let
to
us
the
know.
Midwest. So.
You let us
are
know,
you,
Palette.
Definitely,
are you guys,
for sure.
Are you guys on tour right now or no?
We're not on tour right now. We spent like the last 2 years touring on and off. We would do mostly like the East Coast, and we'd go to Holland a lot, actually. Like
oh,
every
yeah?
few months, we'd go tour in Holland, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That is just the country
it.
Holland, dude.
Not Holland, Michigan.
Not Holland, Michigan. that's correct. Any reason why you called in? Caller number two, why did you call in?
Am I a caller number two?
You're caller number two.
You call number three. You're looking around me like, "Am I calling number two?"
My boss told me to call in, so I wanted to actually. I haven't called in for you know at all. He tells me to call in all the time, and I never do because I'm always working. So
right.
I got today off. So actually, I wanted to call and see what it was all about. I was going to be
what it's all about, man. It's all about how, you know.
I was going to be more of a listener and see, you know. That's what
I'll pick you up. I'm sorry. Well, next time, dude, the Friday and also next time, the 18th, well, we're going to have Into Arcadia. It's going to be on
Arcadia.
The show. It's going to be on
Milwaukee.
The show. So tune in. Tell people that. I might give away some old cookies and stuff. So, Colette.
Yeah.
Now, you know, people go into, you know, MySpace page, and do you have any other website that you would like to share?
Oh, definitely. Well, our site is our main site is ediblered.tv,
mm-hmm.
and then of course we're on Twitter. So, and I actually just tweeted while I was talking to you to let
tweeted.
Olive.
I tweeted too. Did you tweet, caller?
I tweeted to let people know that I was doing the interview.
Oh, caller number two, did you tweet or you
no,
have no idea what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but no, I do not.
Do you live in a cave?
I do not. Right now I have my internet's down, so I don't have internet for like another couple of weeks.
So. Well, dial up is kind of
your internet's down.
Yeah. Actually, the dial up is not, you know, they don't work anymore. So, anyway.
They still have dial up?
So we do. Here in Wisconsin, yeah. Some people do.
That's awesome. Actually,
yeah,
I think my parents have dial-up also.
Oh, really? Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
And it's like, and I can't believe that's actually how we used to roll, you know, like sitting there
yeah.
waiting for like.
Waiting
minutes.
And just waiting.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, guys, I'm going to play a song for, you know, Edible Red,
cool.
review Colette. And sit back and listen, okay? I'll be back. I'll pick you guys up in a couple minutes. Hold in just
right,
a second while I get this thing ready.
Excellent.
All right. So actually, it's not responding again. So here we go.
Hello.
I'm going to so bear with me here. Yeah.
You
I don't have dial-up, but, you know, sometimes the internet sucks. And you can't blame that. Right, caller?
Technology now.
Just, yeah. So here we go. Once again, Elbow Red Colette from the band Edible Red. Here we go. And I'll pick you guys back up. Again, call us because we have a couple more minutes here to share a moment with Colette. 347-884-8125 or jump in the chat room. Go to blocktalkradio.com/TheGreatInferno. In the meantime, listen to this. I can't really get the timing when you have, you know, just the thing. And it's just, you know, it's just like, it's going to play soon, but we'll fill in the air. We'll fill in the air. That's what we're going to do here. Now, Carl, I know that do you have any big gig going on over in Wisconsin or here in Wisconsin that maybe you can share to Colette?
No, not at all.
not even in the great.
No, actually, there's a Grateful Dead concert that's coming up this summer. I was planning to go to, but I'm not
there's
exactly a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. So I used to go out to the Grateful Dead concert once in a while, back in the, what, 10 years, 10, 15 years ago. But
yeah,
lately, I listen to Motley Crue. That's, I'm a big fan of Motley Crue fan. Big
That's
Motley
cool.
Crue fan. I've seen them, last 3 years, I've seen them 4 times. So
really?
Yeah, it's actually been, they put on a good show.
I would imagine that they would put on a good show.
Yeah.
That's cool. I went to one Dead show
mm-hmm.
shortly before Jerry died.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could have experienced more.
last time I saw Jerry was in, I think, 95, was it? Or 96 in Chicago at the Bears Stadium.
Soldier Field?
Yes, that's when I saw them.
Soldier Field?
What's that?
Was it Soldier Field in Chicago?
Yeah. Yep, Soldier Field.
Awesome.
That was cool. Also, I'm a Bears fan, though, too, so that's kind of cool, though, too. So.
The Bears. Huh. I'm from Chicago, initially.
Oh, you want me to?
I'm born and raised in Chicago. Not born and raised, and then I moved to New York right out of high school.
How long have you been in New York for?
About a decade now.
Oh, really?
All right. Hey, guys, here we go. We have a couple minutes here, so listen to Sugar and Spring by Edible Red. That was Edible Red. I'm running out of time. I was trying to squeeze that in.
I know, right?
Hello, are you still there, Colette?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You know what I actually did? I played it right on YouTube.
Oh,
right, okay. I see your little your video there. It looks awesome video.
Thank
is that you,
you
right there with the redhead?
That is me.
That's you running through the tulips.
That's me running through the tulips, yes.
I like that.
I like that one.
I'll give you the final thought.
Kind of a waste game. Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you the final word. Go right ahead.
Right on.
We got 30 seconds. Final word, Colette.
Oh, final word for me.
Yeah, for you.
You know what? I just want to say, give all my love to the whole Blog Talk Radio community, because I think
mm-hmm.
it's a pretty amazing thing that's going on.
Yeah, we're taking this like a storm.
Yeah, I'm loving that there's this platform where anybody can have a voice and just,
exactly
say whatever they want to say. And I have about probably over almost 40 Blog Talk Radio shows in my iTunes.
Oh, my God.
I listen to everything. I'm kind of addicted.
I will definitely add those to my favorites. And, hey, we're going to do this again. We're going to do this the right thing, too. I'm going to do,
cool.
Next time we'll do... We'll do an hour, and we'll talk about stuff and news and weird news and stuff. Love to have you back in, Colette. In the meantime,
awesome.
I gotta go.
All right, well,
I'm running out of time.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Thank
and we'll
so
do it again.
Together.
And for the next show on the 18th, come back here with the Into Arcadia from Milwaukee, straight from Milwaukee, right around the corner from me.
Yeah.
Yep. Live Talk right. Radio. Catch Colette on Edible Red TV. TV, that's correct.
TV, yes.
EdibleRed.tv, or you can go to myspace.com/EdibleRed. I'm Pete.
You got it.
See you later, Colette.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.